Strap on your tool belt and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
So where do we find you tonight on our Blab, Alice and Victoria, where we're talking about universal design and aging in place and designing for our elder years? Where are you today?
I am in Chicago. I just landed. I was in Las Vegas, and I just got back home to Chicago.
Outstanding. Oh, that's really good. And Teresa would like to say that she's sorry she can't be with us because she's out taking a course right now.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yes.
Continued education. That's good.
I think I'm here.
Holy smoke.
Can you guys
hear me? Why are you in such a dark room?
I'm in my backyard. Awesome. It's so nice outside.
It's beautiful here in Chicago. Where are you? You're in New York?
I'm in New York. I'm wearing nothing but a tool belt.
Wow, we couldn't tell if you were.
As it turns out, I have to go.
Oh, there he goes. Already gone. I'm going to see if I can get some better light.
You know, it looks
really cool. It's very, like, appropriate for Halloween and stuff. I love it.
Because as we talk about age and place, and I will make a ham-handed segue, and hopefully Fanuka can hear me, is lighting is all part of it. It's all part of all these things that we are going to talk about tonight and hopefully share some stories and get some input from. Why, Stephen, you are glowing. Oh, so
you look
glowy.
Much better.
You know what's ironic? I'm a contractor and I can't find a light bulb. I don't have a light bulb. I'm a light bulb. Put that.
Yeah. And my keyboard's not working. So I'm going to respond to these tweets verbally. Sinley is out there. No, you're not talking to yourself. We know you're there. We can see you, and we're glad you're here. And Piccola, 1922, we see you too. Thank you for being here. And we're really excited to talk with everybody and dive deep into this topic. Like, I want to have fun and have a blast, but this is an important topic too, so I want to get into all of the things and the stories and the design tips and the construction tips. And hopefully Matt shows up too, and we can just work on it from there. And if you guys out there, like Mike Kelly, thank you for joining, have questions for Allison, for Fanuka, or for Matt Minster, or me, or Teresa, tweet them to us, join the call. We'd love to have you. We want to know what you want to know about. Oh, Mike Kelly was just trying to join, but I lost him.
What?
I need a keyboard to get back and.
Well, you look like you're in a garage. Don't you have any of that stuff laying around?
I will, but I do. This is our current remodeling project.
What?
It is our man cave bathroom basement.
Wow.
And we're doing all things. In fact, Fanuka, I think of you sometimes down here because I'm putting in, and
that's
I'm
great.
Not.
Excited about
I'm not
that.
Kidding you, because we're putting in, you're going to love this. We're putting in a pump to eject all the poop and pee-pee. And
oh, God.
That's special. This is for you. No, I really think of you. So I'm digging the hole. I'm putting it in, and I'm forming concrete walls around the hole, and I'm pouring concrete in there. And I'm looking at this, and this just popped into my head. I'm like, you know who would make this and do a good job so that it's awesome? No one will see it, maybe, but probably Fanuka. This thing would be dovetailed and box jointed together. It would have paneled walls.
And my first question you always have to ask is, what would Fanuka get for this? That's what you would ask. What would Fanuka get for this? Do I look like a head without a body right now?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm like that.
Oh, you look really, really cool. Keep going. Keep doing it. I'm trying to find a cooler spot in my house, and I just couldn't find anything like to make.
I like your house. The first thing I looked at was the casing and the downlights. That's all
I'm
right behind. I like it. This is Chicago.
Yeah. So this window behind me is what looks out to Wicker Park, which is a very interesting window into the reality of Chicago. I see a lot of fun stuff over here.
What's Wicker Park all about, Alice?
Wicker Park is extremely eclectic. That's the word I'll use. You know, by day you have children playing in the park, And then you have me going to the park with WD-40 and putting it all over the swings because it drives me insane. At night, you have straight up murder and just a lot of gross stuff going on.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Yeah.
Great time to visit Chicago. I see a question there, Mark. I'm gonna throw a question out. Is it difficult to make a home handicapped accessible in the bigger cities? And are there permits harder to get? Who wants to answer that question?
So what city are we talking about? Can we ask some questions instead of writing?
Any, they're asking any city. Does it take longer to get permits? And this one comes from Pecola. Hello, Pecola. She's a huge Matt Minster fan, by the way. I know who she is. She's a great person. Follow each other on Twitter.
Not here yet.
Nope, but she's waiting, right? Right, Pecola? Say it. I'm waiting for Matt. Regarding permits, you don't need look, you have to check with every town, but it's not harder to get permits for going handicap accessible. But sometimes permits are required. If you're going to work in a condo or in a building, you're definitely going to need a permit. As a matter of fact, these days when you're acquiring permits, the city wants you to, if you're gutting an apartment and you're trying to get a DOB permit, they are going to make you go handicap accessible in one bathroom minimum. It has to be. That's the rule. You've got the apartment, you have to go handicap accessible in at least one bathroom. So it is a rule. It's been around since the 80s, since David Dinkins was around. So you do have to get permits.
That's for sure. And what I would add to that is, it's like you said, Steve, getting permits, say, in a small town is going to be probably easier because you're going to have more one-on-one access with building officials. You're going to be able to go into the office. The person is going to be there. You can make an appointment, those sorts of things. The larger the city, my experience has been, the harder it is in terms of planning and logistics to get in front of the person you need to get in front of. And all that says to me, and what my experience has been, is that you need to build out your lead times and get in there with all the stuff that you need, which you should do with any building permit. But in the case of hard to get appointments, that I really emphasize that.
Yeah, I'll go one step further. If you don't get that permit and something goes wrong, the first thing that your homeowners, God forbid you have a fire, and you go back to your insurance company and tell them, look, you know, we were renovating, we had a fire. First thing they're going to do is they're going to ask you, not even if you're okay, they're going to ask you, was everyone licensed? And you have a clause in your policy that states that if you use someone who's not licensed, it's null and void your policy. That's pretty much standard throughout the country.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So as we get into some of these questions, and Pecola, that was awesome. Thank you for chiming in like that. Big picture, age and place, and Matt's here.
I just dipped out of my son's basketball team meeting. I am here, though.
Hi, buddy.
How are you doing, Allison? Hey, Steven, how are you?
Not bad, my man. Hey, congratulations on Decolab and everything going on with you.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I
appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here with you guys.
No, this is awesome. This is what Teresa and I, and Teresa found Blab, by the way. This is all Teresa. I'm just sitting here talking. She's literally at a certified aging in place class right now out of town.
Wow.
So she couldn't be here because hotel internet. Do I need to continue that?
All right, let's throw me another question.
So, yeah, let's hear some questions from out there. But, Allison, the question that I was asking you, and, Fanouk, I want to hear you, too, on this, is as we talk about aging in place, we can talk about building codes and grab bars and this and that, and we will and we should. But, personally, what does it mean to you? What's been your interaction with it? Have you done it on the shows? Is it behind the scenes in your life? You say, what is your connection to this design thing and the issue that we're all going to face with our parents or our children or whomever will face with us? My children will just change the locks. So that's settled for me.
I take care of my grandmother. So anything from, you know, replacing her appliances, making sure I'm there just to help her, you know, just do little fix-it things around the house. I mean, for me, it's a huge concern. It's something I deal with every day. I go back and forth between Chicago and Vegas, and my number one reason to go back to Vegas is my yaya, my grandma, and taking care of the house and trying to figure out really what the next step is and where she's going to go and how to design for it, and or just to alter what she currently has to make sure that that's something, you know, that is top of my list right now. So.
Yeah, and I had two people who, both my grandparents passed away from Alzheimer's. So I spent a good portion of my life, you know, making sure they were safe. And I would tell people, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You just have to use some common sense. For example, if they can't walk well, you want to, you know, you want to get rid of thresholds. You want to throw away the throw rugs. You want to get rid of all that stuff. You want to put anti-slip in the bathrooms. You want to put grab bars wherever you can. You want to, you know, now today they have monitoring systems. They didn't have that when my grandparents were sick. But today there's monitoring services that for $65, $70 a month, they're monitoring. And there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, but more importantly, you have to use that common sense and that caution. It's not about spending big bucks. It's about making sure. The number one thing I would say, levers on doors.
Mm-hmm.
You get arthritic, it's hard to grab those handles. And so put levers on your doors, get rid of throw rugs, make sure that they're not going to trip on something. If there's any, you know, anything that's going to cause them to trip, you want to correct that right away. You want to put things lower cabinets that's easier for them to get. They don't exert a lot of energy. It's almost like going, you know, it's like going full circle when you have kids. It's almost like you're watching over kids, and you're doing the same mm-hmm. thing with the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're switching roles, and again, it comes full circle. I don't have kids, but I definitely feel like I have one with my grandmother, and so all of that, Stephen, that you just said are extremely important. Quick fixes, they don't break the bank.
You also have to think about smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. You want to keep a fire extinguisher handy in the kitchen and show them how to use it, that they're not worried, God forbid, something would happen. It's all about safety. And like, it's just going back to the basics. It's just making sure, you know, you got to have someone to clean the snow for them. If you can't get there, you hire someone to do it. Things like that. I mean, it was a nightmare when I had to deal with my grandparents. And I don't wish it upon anyone, but if you use some common sense and you know, it's going to be a lot easier for them. You want to clear space in the house for them.
I think this whole aging in place thing goes, it's a lot of forethought. I think you don't have to be at that point in your life where you think you need to be dealing with this stuff to think about it. Even renovating bathrooms. I could renovate a bathroom for a young couple, maybe a couple in their late 30s, early 40s, my age. And I'm thinking about, why not address it now? While we're in there, let's get rid of the curbs into the showers. Let's make a 34-inch doorway. Let's do all these things that we need to do so that when you're spending the amount of money that some of these renovations, it adds up. And why deal with it later in life when you're maybe not more but able to? Why, you know, if we can have a little bit more foresight and make a pretty looking and accessible bathroom or any space in your home, that should be the jam. Getting ahead of the game rather than playing catch up later.
That's huge advice.
We prepare ourselves for mm-hmm. retirement. You also have to prepare yourself for becoming older and maybe requiring that assistance.
You're right on point. I was just watching, I don't even think I was like watching like Bloomberg or something. It was talking about like millennials and what, you know, cause us to go into debt in the future. And people would take wild guesses on why we would go in debt. Maybe we're not, you know, saving as much, or we're not putting, you know, we're now so many entrepreneurs and we're putting, you know, our money back into our business instead of investing, right? And really the answer was our elders and the fact that mm-hmm. we're going to spend so much money. And I'm seeing this now. I mean, I'm 35 years old in a month, and I've been spending so much money fixing my yaya's place, rather than having it done before when she bought the townhome. You know, I mean, think about it. Everything that you guys just said, plan ahead. You know, don't think about this. Like, the next time I choose to do any kind of renovation for another property, I'm going to think because of what I'm spending now to fix something that could have been done right the first time.
And I think designing for that gets a bad rap. It gets ugly, utilitarian, you know, hospital type rap. And I think if you're a good designer or if you're working with a good designer, if you just have a little bit of forethought, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And I think that there's million-dollar innovations on the cusp with these millennials getting older and the boomers and all of these people that don't want to live ugly, but they need to live comfortably and they need to live safely. Yeah. And there's innovation and within design innovation that can make accessible spaces also beautiful.
Matt, sort of the things we're touching on, and Allison, you touched on them too. No thresholds, the lever door handles, Finucane, and why not do it now correctly for Age in Place? Those things are all different when the thing you're dealing with in your age is dementia and not for arthritis. And to use an example she uses often, a person with dementia will walk up to a doormat at the front door, and they can't tell if it's this high
and trip
or if it's a hole in the floor. They have no idea. So you got to move that stuff, color, light, the mind game, and calming design down. In addition to all of this other age-in-place curbless showers.
Man, even just doing ramp drains where you've got large format tiles on the floor and you're not, you know, creating a weeble wobble situation even for a bench in the shower. Things along those lines. It's and the thing about it,
it
solves a problem, but it's also sleek. It's also hip. It's also stylish.
Schluter can really, Schluter's perfect because you don't need a curb. What about the funding? You can go to your local town, and there is available funding.
I'm actually doing – I've been doing a lot of work with – and you know this, Mark, Rebuilding Together. And that's another organization that's – and it's not – you know, it's not Habitat where you're building something for someone. It's coming into a neighborhood and finding a population that is aging and needs things, certain things, little things done to their home to keep them in it. And to keep them living there and in their community and their group of friends and their support network, all of those things. And they're little things that can happen, and now they can stay in their homes, live with dignity. And, you know, there are organizations like Rebuilding Together out there that do provide funding for
that. And here's an interesting fact. 90% of elderly people, if you ask them, do you want to go to live at a spouse's home or do you want to go live in a home where there's other people around, 90% of them will tell you they want to die in their house.
That
in
is
their
all
house.
Over the place,
absolutely.
And it's so true.
As a community, don't focus enough. You're making me think, even now that I'm doing jobs, I'm going to start pushing more and more to the young people about preparing themselves, because I don't think I even do that enough. See, you've inspired me.
Be able to think and be smart about the way we're designing or redesigning. I mean, I see a lot of people in her community even putting tons and tons of money into this renovation to make it look good versus, you know, thinking form and function. You know, hey, how am I going to be? I mean, it's a you know, 55 plus community, and they're all just trying to kind of keep up with the Joneses and make everything look better versus, you know, how are we going to make this not only sustainable, but something where it's just the longevity is there. We can actually enjoy our homes for the rest of our lives. And I do a lot of work with Habitat. I would love to get more involved with Rebuilding Together, but, you know, Habitat's starting to think that way too. I don't think enough, but I think it's kind of, it's on their radar. And
you know what, Al, to piggyback on what you said, you know, we're earning money during our career, but later on in life, we're living off of less. And that's when, if these changes need to be made then, I don't know where that money – it comes from our kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to come from us, for our parents, and things along those lines. And, God, if we can get ahead of it somehow, just changing a mindset, if we can get ahead of it, man.
I'm going to hit you with some statistics right now. 5.2 million people in America have Alzheimer's disease. 500,000, a half a million, will be diagnosed this year alone. 3.9 million live at home, and 40% of the caregivers have a household income of less than $50,000. So a paint job that makes you feel happy, I mean, that is, are you kidding me? That's great. Lights that work make sense. You know, it doesn't have to be, and Matt, not that it's not important, but it doesn't have to be full pull the plaster down, move all the pipes, bathroom remodel. And even in the bathroom, you can do simple things to make things more accessible.
I would look at, but I think you're right. The statistics are harsh. They're real harsh. I mean, $50,000 household income isn't going to go a long way. Living with dementia, living with just aging is not cheap.
You got the problem now, or you're going to have whatever the problem is at some point in your life. Start thinking ahead. If that's the one thing I'm taking away from this, it's that.
Mark, you know, you and Teresa, you guys inspire me for what you do and how you make it work and how you get it going. And, you know, we have a show, and the show puts us on the platform. And you do it all on your own, my man. And you are bigger than all three of us put together, my friend.
Blowing you up for that. And I wish Teresa was here, the captain of the ship and the genius behind it all. You know, I walk around and talk a lot, but she is – I will definitely tell her that, and of course she's going to watch this. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my pleasure. Astro is asking, can you break down the percentage of the budget for each room? So Matt, Allison, why don't you guys take the bathrooms and the kitchen? If you wanted to make something handicapped without breaking the bank, how much do you think someone should put it set aside, and what would be your top three most important things? Yes, I'm hosting, Mark. You're welcome.
Good. All right, take this over, Fanuka. Al, you want to go first?
You're not looking at a little expense on that. So you really do need to think about this if you're gutting a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be thinking about drop-down islands, which is a big thing that I'm doing now. So going from your standard height, dropping it down, which could be a great little kind of, you know, casual seating area, but it's great for prep down the road, whether it's wheelchair accessible. Pull-out drawers. Way better than those cabinets with the doors versus, you know, kind of climbing back and trying to dig around and find everything. Those are something that you can easily retrofit in your existing cabinets. So your kitchen is, you're spending a lot of money there. So do it right and give it some longevity.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people to keep a step in the kitchen, to keep a step ladder with handrails in their closet when they're old. If they have to go up on top, you want them to have that kind of step ladder that has a handrail on it so they can hold on to it.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Guys, I hope you don't kill me. I have to go. I'm so sorry. I landed and I'm – Matt, I really want to hear what you have to say.
Hey, hold on. Here.
Oh, do you want me to do it quick? I'll do it quick for you. All right, bathroom.
Go ahead, do it.
Go.
All right, here's the thing. No, I would say in the bathroom, especially for aging in place, and we do this for the show, make it, when you're going to renovate it, make it big as you can. Take some useless space nearby, knock down a wall. It's going to give you room if you do need to be in a wheelchair later, that you can do a turnaround in the center of that space. It's going to give you the thoroughfare, the traffic flow through that space. It's going to make it a lot easier later. I think grab bars can be implemented into your space at a young age. I don't think that they have to look like those grab bars you see in every hospital. I think that they can be sleek and they can be well thought out and they can be, you know, taken into account the tile pattern in your shower, all of these things. If you design around it, it doesn't look
like Matt, how long before a Matt Minster grab bar comes out on the market?
DecoLab grab bars.
What time is it? Stay tuned, brother.
You'll see Minster Twitter, a couple 2x4s. And some blocks just screwed on. Done. Moving on.
Done. What? Yeah. That's
before
my
we get
house,
on, though. I got something that we all got to do. Ready? Hold on. Ready? Yeah, this is for you guys. I went and got this for you. Hold on. I feel like we're the Brady Bunch. Lifestyle.
Anyone else? This is before. This might be a little before Allison's time. Allison, there's a show called The Brady Bunch.
See, Matt, I can give you. Can you see this? I can give you a high five. Down into the thing.
Oh yeah, I'm in the lower left.
I love it.
The meeting's letting out here as well. The basketball meeting is
a
bird.
Yes.
So, Finucane, you said it. And you, honestly, I admire you, everything that you do. I love you, Matt. I'm just proud of everybody, all four squares here. You guys, we're just keeping it alive and doing what we love. And, you know, and the fact that we get to talk about subjects like this and influence people, that means the world to me. And you guys are, you're just an inspiration, too. And it's very cool because, you know, you were just thinking, this is inspiring. So for me now, I'm going to start thinking more about it, even though it's in my life with my yaya. But, you know, thinking just moving forward, even helping out community and how we kind of address things.
That's wonderful, Allison. Well said. It's a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, wait a second. Wait. Don't leave yet, Allison. I got to do Love Fest, too. Finucane, I need to meet you in real life because you've always seemed like an awesome human being, and we need to make that happen.
I'm a KPI soon.
Allison, you know I love you. Yeah, well, I'm going to try to get there. It's between two home shows, I'm going to shoot over to Vegas. Allison, you know I love you, and I will see you soon.
Okay, cool.
You got to go.
I'm going to try
to. We'll lock you down, Matt. We'll lock you down.
And then, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
All right.
Most importantly, Mark, thanks for having us. Thanks for thinking of us. And more importantly, thanks for bringing up the attention to ourselves and to everybody who was on here. And we had almost 100 people on here. And, you know, you're not going to hit 1 million people, but if you hit every person counts and you move it one person at a time, and that's how things get done and how that's how things get accomplished and that's how topics get said. So having said that, thanks for having
us. Perfect.
And next time.
I got to roll too, guys.
Allison, Matt, Finucane,
thank you.
Watch their shows, HGTV and DIY Network, and check out Teresa's Design Alls, www.designalz.com, for help with designing for dementia and moving on for the four stages of life. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Watch our videos. Watch their shows. Hey, we got to go. You guys, to a person, absolutely rock. Thank you. And we are out. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. Might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree and I. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait a minute.